This is Akashvani, the news read by Nara Goyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually laid the foundation stone of a road infrastructure project, Assam Mala 3.0, four flyovers and two bridges in the BTC area. On the same occasion, the PM laid the foundation stone of a railway periodic overhauling workshop at Basbari in Kokrajhar district and also flagged off three new trains, Kamakhya, Charlapali Amrit Bharat Express, Guwahati New Jalpaiguri Express and Narangi Agartala Express. The PM also laid the foundation stone for 36 new bridges for 34 districts of the state. At Guwahati, the PM will perform Bhumi Pujan, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation several developmental projects around ₹19,680 crore. The PM will also symbolically hand over land patas to eligible tea garden workers of the state and dedicate the 150-megawatt Kopili hydropower project. Prime Minister will also release the 22nd installment of the PM Kisan scheme to over 9.3 crore farmers across the country from Guwahati. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will lay foundation stones and dedicate to the nation various projects worth ₹23,550 crore at Silchar. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu highlighted the importance of the upcoming census exercise in Arunachal Pradesh during the ongoing budget session, stating that the process is crucial as several constituencies in the state are witnessing depopulation. Addressing the House, Khandu said that in many constituencies there are areas where the population has significantly declined, making the census an important exercise assess the actual demographic situation. He also informed that the census will be followed by a delimitation process based on the updated population data. The CM further stated that the upcoming census will be conducted in a digital format, marking a shift from traditional methods. According to Khandu, the first phase of the census will begin on April 16, 2026 and will focus on house listing and housing census. The second phase, scheduled to be carried out in 2027, will collect detailed social and economic information of the population. The Arunachal Pradesh Assembly passed the ₹36,607 crore state budget for 2026-27 by voice vote after a two-day discussion in the House yesterday. Chief Minister Pema Khandu highlighted the key priorities of the state budget 2026-27 and thanked members for their constructive participation in the discussion. Deputy CM Chona May, who also holds the finance planning and investment portfolios, said the 16 Finance Commission's recommendations will influence the state's fiscal position. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that Indian Railways has achieved an overall punctuality of 77% with 24 railway divisions, recording more than 90% on-time performance. Replying during the question hour in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Vaishnaw said the punctuality is measured by the percentage of trains arriving within the prescribed time limit, and he noted that the railways have adopted multiple strategies to improve the performance of its vast network. In West Bengal, several employees' organizations, including the Sangrami Jota Manch and Sarkari Karamchari Parishad, have called a strike today demanding the immediate payment of pending dearness allowance to state government employees in accordance with the directive of the Supreme Court. The ongoing conflict involving Iran, Israel and US has rapidly escalated in West Asia. Authorities in Dubai say explosions heard across parts of the city were caused by air defense systems intercepting an incoming aerial threat. Debris from successful interception struck the facade of a building in central Dubai, caused limited structural damage. No injuries have been reported. Over recent days, Gulf Air Defense Networks have been actively intercepting drones and missiles, with UAE systems alone engaging thousands of aerial threats since late February. India confirmed their berth in the upcoming FIH Hockey Women's World Cup 2026, after qualifying for the semifinals of the ongoing qualifying tournament in Hyderabad. As per rules, the two FIH Hockey Women's World Cup qualifiers 2026 tournaments, one in Hyderabad, India, and the other in Santiago, Chile, decide final seven teams, which make the cut for the upcoming Women's Hockey World Cup. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.